good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. Was our first song for the week entitled Am I Worthy, coming from a new and upcoming artist from out of the Bahamas. Her name is Anesia Sands, but she goes by the name of Nesia, while she features Orion on her latest track. You know, Nesia has a passion for media and music, and she founded a vibrant youth group called TCP. The short for TCP is the Christian Project, that now has over 75 members. She is on fire for the Lord, and I am so proud of her and what she is doing, man. You know, Nesia, keep up the great work. You will be surprised to know who you are inspiring, all right? And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the gifted, the dedicated, the songwriter, singer, producer, ensemble leader, and so much more. What a great guy. Anthony Brown of Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Anthony, welcome, brother, man. What's happening?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I got to hire you, Mike D, to be my intro guy on the road. You made me feel so good just now and so welcome, man. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Every day's a great day, Anthony. Every day's a great day.
Sir.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Anthony, what's going on, man? And welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, Anthony, We recently interviewed your second mom, Rhett Clark Brown, and she spoke so highly about you. And, you know, she told us that she was so proud of you and all of the accomplishments that you have made over the years. You know, but tell me something. How important is it for artists to have mentors, you know, guiding them in the industry?
Hey, landlord. Well, thank you so much for the question and also for the love and the support. Listen, Lorette Brown Clark is everything to me. She is the reason why I have even been able to do what I've been able to do. It's because she took a chance on someone that nobody knew. She looked for the diamond in the rough. And that's what I feel like we're all called to do. Is to take somebody else under our wings, to pay it forward, to help somebody else realize their dreams just like somebody helped us realize ours. And so I don't think that the world would know any of my music or anything that I was capable of unless she had taken a chance on an unknown kid. Dragged me around the world singing background for her and producing background vocals for her and opening up doors for me and guarding me and watching me. It's not just about the platform. It was also just about the pouring in and the mentor moments, the discipline, the questions that she would answer, the way she would guide and protect and cover me in my ministry, and she still does to this very day. So I'm a very big advocate for that, and I think everybody needs somebody in their life to cover, watch, protect, and look over their life's dreams and goals like Lorette Brown Clark did for mine.
Wow, that is so inspiring. And we need more people like Lorette who will pour themselves into people like yourself, man. Good stuff.
Well, people are enjoying listening to your new song, Speak the Name, man. Great to hear you, ladies. Tell us about that song, Speak Your Name, Anthony, man. That's a really nice one from you again.
Man, thank you so much. Speak Your Name is so, so important to me, Mike D. It has been like the compass for me in the days after the pandemic. You know, the pandemic was life-changing for so many of us. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to, you know, figure out our footing and get ourselves back on track. But that song says, before we do anything else, we call on you. We call on the name Jesus. I'm a strong advocate for it. I believe that prayer is an incredible vehicle. It's the key to my life, and I want to share it with all of those who hear it. So this song is my encouragement to you that before you do anything else, make time to call out to the Creator and allow Him to create in you your path going forward. That speak your name.
Oh, hallelujah. Bless His holy name. Oh, speak
yes,
your
sir.
Name. Well, great job on that. Congrats, man.
For real, man, Anthony. That song is beautiful, man. I'm loving it. Anthony, there is a fan of yours from out of the Bahamas. His name is Mario Ford, and he has a question for you.
Hi, my name is Mario Ford. I'm from Nassau, Bahamas. I have a question for you. What motivated you to get into gospel music?
What's up, Mario? First of all, man, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. I love the Bahamas, too. Shout out to all of you all who are listening or tuned in. Gospel music has always been a part of my world. My dad is a pastor. I grew up in church and started playing around the age of 3 years old. And from a young age, I always knew that whatever gift God had given me, I wanted to use them to make people smile. I didn't know then that would be called ministry. I just knew that I wanted to make people feel good. And I thought that there was so much going on in the world that was negative. What can I do to brighten somebody's day and put a smile on their face? So that's how music for me became ministry, is because I just wanted to make people feel good and try to leave them with some encouragement to get through their day. It just happens to be that I love music, so music is the vehicle that I use to do that. And I'm always hoping with every song that y'all hear me do and every song that y'all hear me in group therapy perform, that it leaves you feeling better than you did before you heard it. That's always my goal. And if that happens, then I feel like I did my job.
Wow. You do all that, brother. You do all that. Mission accomplished every single time. Hallelujah.
For real, man. You know, you're really doing an amazing job, and you're touching people all over the world, and we need more people like yourself with that type of mindset, who is very passionate about putting a smile on, you know, the faces of people who may be hurting out there, man. You know, we really appreciate you being with us today on the show, man, and we look to see you more and more rising and touching the hearts of people all over the world. God bless you, bro.
Thanks for joining us, Anthony Brown of Anthony Brown and Group Therapy.
Man, Mike and Landlord, thank y'all so much for even having me. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank y'all for the encouragement, and thank y'all for rocking out with me and Group Therapy. I really appreciate it. And special shout out to all of my friends, my family, my loved ones, and supporters in the Caribbean, in the islands, in the Bahamas, in Africa, and all over the world. I appreciate you, and I love you. Thank you for the support.
When we speak your name, something happens in the room. Our hands go up. We can't wait to see what you're gonna do. When we speak your name, power is released. As we bow down before you, every demon has to flee.
Anthony Brown and Group Therapies. Speak Your Name is the ensemble's latest song, and it's from the newly released album titled Affirmations from Anthony Brown and the group. Anthony Brown wanted to do music since he was a child. He always was excited about watching the Stellar Gospel Music Awards on television when he was a child, too. He wouldn't miss it year after year. He enjoyed watching the Stellar Awards on TV every year so much. When he was young, his mother scraped and saved to actually take him to the Stellar Awards live one year. He was amazed to be there in person and has never forgotten it. Little did young Anthony Brown know that years later, he would go back to the Stellar Awards as a recording artist and receive two Stellar Awards the first year. He and the group Therapy were nominated and won two Stellar Awards. And the next year, he and group Therapy received an amazing, record-breaking 10 Stellar Awards out of 10 nominations at the prestigious Gospel Music Stellar Awards. And we want to thank the gifted and anointed Anthony Brown of Anthony Brown and Group Therapy for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord Anthony and Group Therapy have been together for over 10 years, blessing people with their music all over.
Mike, Anthony Brown is an amazing worshiper, and it was truly an honor having him right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next is Nisha Woods from Out of Barbados. She is a seasoned and gifted artist that has taken her ministry very, very seriously. She took a leap of faith a few years ago, quit her good-paying job just to go into full-time ministry, you know, because she felt that, you know, it was taking her away from her ministry, man. That right there is what you call a true faith move, man. Big up yourself, Nisha. That's a great, great, great move right there, you know. But she's featuring Rule Lynch, a very gifted and talented producer from out of Trinidad and Tobago. And I want you guys to check out their latest track entitled Engoma.
Nisha Woods.
Hey.
Ali.
Hey.
Nisha.
In the name of the Father, let me dance in the name of the Son, let me dance in the name of the Spirit, celebrate the three in one. Let me dance in the name of the Father, let me dance in the name of the Son, let me dance in the name of the Spirit, celebrate for it is done. I know you're going through it, I know that you can see it, but your breakthrough is ahead. If you would just believe it, if you can just perceive it, get up and praise Him. Ooh yeah yeah, ooh yeah yeah, come and dance in your victory. When the enemy comes in like a flood, Baba God, to my razor, stand there. Ooh yeah yeah, ooh yeah yeah, Father God, give me victory. Say when the enemy comes in like a flood, just dance, cause you know that you're under the blood. Let me dance in the name of the Father. Blessing is
Hey, bro, Nisha Woods and Rural Lynch sounding good in the neighborhood. They're rocking with the song Ngoma.
Nice. I'm just loving the new tune from Nisha Woods and Rule Lynch from out of Trinidad and Tobago. You guys just keep up the great work, man. Good stuff, all right? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, one of the best kept secrets of success and getting what you want is to get started.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, how will you ever reach the finish line if you don't get started? Good word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international multi-award winning gospel artist Anthony Brown for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out with us every week. We appreciate you. We love you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Coming up next is my good friend and one of my co-hosts for the Kai Gospel Music Video Countdown, Miss Crystal J. Paul. She is based in Barbados, but she's originally from Jamaica. Her and her husband recently published their first book together, and that is a big deal, you know, based on the song that he wrote entitled Find Myself in You. And now you guys can get a copy of this online, all right? I want you guys go and support them. It's called Find Myself in You, 30 Days of Meditation in Christ Jesus, a devotional and meditation journal, man. Trust me, I'm sure it will be a blessing. So please support them. And to you, Krista J and Paul, I am proud of you guys, man. Love what you guys are doing as a team, all right? Yeah, man. So right now, I'm going to leave you with their song entitled Find Myself in You, a very beautiful song. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
You stick around. When life tries to bring me down, I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Like a seed within the earth, there's always darkness before there is any birth. Lord, remind me not to shake or be afraid. It won't be long, I'm not really dead. I'm only waiting, waiting for my breakthrough. Oh, Lord, I find my depth in you. Oh, there's so much more that I can do. Found. So is your love, Lord.
to be surrounded and covered up by you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I find my death in you. Oh, there's so much more that I can do.
Tell the world wherever I go. Oh.